Can we have another side?
Bring another side.
Another side. There may be a young person, because I don't know a lot of kids here. But you may come from a home where the parents are not doing what you know they should be doing.
Yes.
What a word for us today, to be faithful to Him. Just to seek the Lord's help to go on and to do what you know the Lord would have you to do in the circumstances that you know are not exactly what the Lord would have. To be faithful to Him. There's always a lot of different sides,
Amen.
Aren't there?
Amen.
Just, I think our time is gone. And,
yeah, 2 minutes, 4 minutes.
It just the whole, again, the thrust of the exercise, and one appreciated how the Lord in His goodness have helped each and every one of us today. Imagine those words from the mouth of the Lord when we stand before Him. Well done, good and faithful servant. Brethren, is it worth it to be faithful to the Lord at any cost, in whatever circumstances we are in, just to stand before Him and to hear these words from His mouth? And then, throughout all eternity, again, that verse that just, I mean, if it wasn't word of the, in the Word of God, I would never put it there. How He, throughout all the endless ages of eternity, will gird Himself and minister to us. Is it worth it to live a life that's honoring to Him here in the scene amidst unfaithfulness? Is it worth it to be set apart for Him, that everyone would see that we belong to Him? He said I think it was Gideon who said about the children that he came and he said, how do they look like? They look like you, children of the King. Resemblance of Christ. That's how he was in the wilderness. And God desired each and every one of us in this wilderness circumstances to resemble Christ. That every feature of Christ will be reflected down here for His glory and for His honor. We have heard much. We have learned much. And the last verse we read again, much is required from us.
Amen.